Hey guys, this is Barack Lesnar of Barack Lesnar Hoops. Told you guys I was going to do some box score analysis into the games that happened yesterday, and that's exactly what I'm going to do, so we can see if there's anything notable, any trends that we can spot out, guys getting playing time that we want to keep an eye on, and some things that stick out to me immediately. Gorgui Dieng, he got 24 minutes in this one, and he's a guy, when he's getting minutes, he can produce fantasy value for you. So the fact that he got almost 24 minutes, had 17 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, hit 2 three-pointers, when he's getting minutes, he's a very, very high-quality fantasy basketball player. Got almost as minutes as Brandon, almost as many minutes as Brandon Clark. So definitely something I would keep an eye on moving forward, because if he is getting 25 minutes a game or close to 25 minutes a game, he's probably available in some deep leagues and maybe worthy of picking up right now. Speaking of Brandon Clark continues to struggle this season, missed the majority of his shots, made only 4 of his 13, made only 2 of his 6 free throws, missed both of his 3-point attempts. Though the steal, the block, the 7 rebounds, really nice, and the upside for him is definitely there. I still think he's going to be better than he has been. Desmond Bane made 6 of his 11 shots, got almost 32 minutes, had 16 points. And that's another name to keep an eye out for that may be getting some playing time moving forward. I would want to see them getting playing time more than one game. It's hard to go off of these one game sample sizes. It could end up biting you in the rear end. But anytime you see a guy getting minutes, just keep an eye on him to see if he continues getting minutes. If you have not yet, before we go too much further, please go ahead and like the video. Give me 2 thumbs up. You know, you unlike it and then you like it again. I think it counts twice. Actually, I don't think that's how it works, but still. And subscribe if you haven't yet. We're almost at 1,700 subscribers. I've been bringing out quality. You see, I upgraded my microphone setup so that you get quality audio as you're listening to my drone-like voice. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing for you guys. You can see the image quality is a little better as well. I'm working on the backdrops a little bit, just trying to bring you some quality content, because you take time out of your day to listen to me. I want to make sure it's up. Jaylen Brown continues to go off for the Boston Celtics, had 42 points. He was plus 22, and I actually included him in my sell high video. Definitely an amazing performance by him, and he has been outplaying Jason Tatum, who only played 23 minutes in this game. I still think Jason Tatum's going to be the better player for the season, but I guess only time will tell. Daniel Theis got 19 minutes, and immediately the 2 blocks and the steal stick out. He had 12 points. Very low playing time for him, though. Marcus Smart has actually had a pretty strong season so far, getting you a lot of steals, hitting a lot of three-pointers for you, and that's incredibly valuable production for your fantasy basketball team. Robert Williams, who I mentioned the other day, got more minutes than Daniel Theis, and that's what I like to see. I picked him up in a 20-team league. He was plus 28 in the minutes he played. Daniel was minus 2, so that, to me, is evidence that Robert Williams is ready for a breakout. If at any point this guy's getting 25 to 30 minutes a game, he instantly becomes a must pickup for the fact that he gets you a ton of blocks. He is a shot blocker, and in limited minutes, he can produce those for you. And you can see here, the 10 rebounds is really nice. A steal and 4 blocks. He's probably not going to be an amazing scorer, but if he's getting blocks like that, I don't care. You might want to start picking him up now, maybe even in some 14-team leagues, just to see if he continues getting minutes. Peyton Pritchard, I've heard a lot of hoopla about him since he's been getting some minutes, and it's been doing some decent enough production in those minutes. He had 2 steals. Had plus 10. So as long as he's helping the team be successful, I would assume he will continue to get playing time. He's definitely worthy of picking up in those deeper formats. So let's see. This game went down to the wire, and it was the, at the time, undefeated Atlanta Hawks taking on the Brooklyn Nets. What are some notable things here? DeAndre Hunter got 34 minutes. Though the field goal percentage is pretty putrid, he took 9 three-point attempts, made 3 of them. I want to see more steals and blocks, but he was plus 3 in the minutes he played. John Collins had one of his strongest games of the season, had 30 points, made 12 of his 20 shots, made 2 3-pointers. The only thing I don't like seeing there is the lack of blocks, but once he starts getting you those blocks, he's going to be very helpful. Clint Capella only got 20 minutes in this one. He had 12 rebounds, only a block, and I'm hoping we can see more playing time. I know he's been dealing with an Achilles injury. He's been pretty hurt the last two seasons. Hopefully we get to see him unleashed, getting closer to 30 minutes. That would be ideal. So the next person here that I would like to discuss is Mr. Danilo Gallinari. Danilo Gallinari went back to the locker room. He got injured almost right away. He's already been injured to start the season, and he's been an injury prone player. He's an aging player, and that's why I tend to avoid aging players. That's why I didn't draft him a whole lot. And I do regret drafting him where I did draft him, and I think one league I drafted him in. I don't know if he's worthy of dropping right now because he does have upside, and when he's playing, he can help you. But if there's a really hot free agent, maybe send a trade offer, see if you can get a decent piece that helps your team. But I'm not very high on Danilo Gallinari, at least for right now. Trey Young had 30 points, 11 assists, 5 turnovers. Don't like to see the turnovers, but made 14 of his 16 free throws. Just an amazing player. Scored 30 points despite missing all of his 3-pointers. Just shows his versatility as a scorer. He is a world eater as a scorer. And just if you drafted him, congratulations. What more can be said? Cam Reddish. Cam Reddish made 5 of his 11 shots at 2 3-pointers. Had 20 points in this one, and I picked him up in the Brock Lesnar Hoops Cash League. He's been helping me in that league, and I'll continue using him because I've really liked the goodies that he brings to the table, namely getting me some 3-pointers, some steals, and he has some blocks. Bogdan Bogdanovic had his best game of the season so far, made 7 of his 14 shots, had 22 points. Definitely one I want to see. But it seems like there's some trade-offs going off. Either Kevin Huerter's going off or Bogdan's going off. Danilo Gallinari was injured. So if Danilo Gallinari's missing time, Bogdan Bogdanovic is going to be one of the beneficiaries. So definitely pick up Bogdan. He's probably not on too many waiver wires, but if he is available after a performance like that, I would take a flyer on him, especially if you have Danilo Gallinari. Kevin Huerter made 3 of his 6 shots. He's a guy that can get you some assists. And I like him as a low-end pickup that has upside. If there's any injuries to that team, then I think he's going to produce. And they have some aging players, so there's going to be playing opportunities for him. For the Nets, Joe Harris, who I said is a better shooter than Duncan Robinson, this is the sort of performance that makes me want to tell you that when he had the bad shooting performance, I said the opposite. But now, that sort of performance, I expect to see a lot more of that. I think he can be their Klay Thompson. He had 23 points, had a block, made 6 of his 8 3-pointers, shot 73% for a guy that hit 6 3-pointers. What more could you possibly ask from a role player? Kevin Durant continues to look like Kevin Durant. Just an amazing production from him. 33 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists. My only concern with Kevin Durant is all the rest games he's likely to have. Outside of the rest games, definitely very pleased Durant has done. DeAndre Jordan had 1 rebound in 15 minutes. Definitely not excited about him whatsoever. Some people may have picked Timothy Luwawu Cabarro. And if you did, it may be time to drop him outside of a very deep league. Not great production there. And there's just a lot of mouths to feed when Kyrie and Kevin Durant are playing. Jared Allen had 13 rebounds, 15 points. Made 6 of his 7 shots. And if you want to go look at my sleeper video, you'll see who's on the cover. Jared Allen was one of them. I love his blocks potential for a guy that you could draft after pick 100. So I think he has a lot of upside, and I'm hoping he beats DeAndre Jordan out for those minutes. Caris LeVert continues to be a guy that's capable of getting you some assist and some rebounding, but his percentages, he's really going to hurt you there. So just keep that in mind. If you're rolling out Caris LeVert, he's going to limit your upside just because he hurts your percentages in the way in which he does. Torian Prince and Landry Shamet, two guys that are potentially going to have more playing time because of the injury to Spencer Dinwiddie. So just something to keep an eye on there. My Milwaukee Bucks took on the Miami Heat, and Chris Middleton had a pretty rough performance. He started the season off really hot. He only made 3 of his 15 shots, missed all 4 of his 3-pointers, 7 rebounds, 9 assists, a steal. Definitely very nice production, especially only getting 2 turnovers with those 9 assists. But not the best performance from Chris Middleton. Maybe after a performance like that, you can make a trade offer for him. I still think he's a sell high guy. But maybe after a performance like that, he's a little easier for you to get than he was yesterday. And I really like his ability to help your fantasy team. Giannis Antetokounmpo, really nice to see him hit all of his free throws. 13 points, 10 assists, 3 steals, a block, 26 points. He was -5 in the minutes he played, but really showing you his ability to help you in lots of categories, especially if he's not hurting you in your free throws. Brook Lopez had a better game than he's been having. Got 2 steals, got me a block. Very happy with that. Got a 3-pointer. The field goal percentage has been really low. He hasn't really been scoring much. So I'm hoping to see scoring more in the 10-point, 12-point range, and it hasn't been there. He is getting a little bit better, though, and I expect in a couple of weeks we'll see the Brook Lopez that we're more accustomed to, getting us a nice amount of threes and a nice amount of blocked shots. Dante DiVincenzo, not a great shooting night from him, 5 of his 14 shots, but he still had 15 points, 3 steals, and that's what I really value from him, along with 3 3-pointers. Just giving me some Marcus Smart type vibes for a guy that you could have grabbed around 115. Very excited to have him on my team. Jrue Holiday made only 4 of his 15 shots, though he did get you 3 3-pointers, 2 steals, a block, 5 assists. Really nice production from him. Hopefully we can get that field goal percentage up. Anything notable on the Bucks bench? Bobby Portis got 18 minutes, had 11 points. He's nothing more than a low-end pickup. And nothing really else stands out on the Bucks that I would concern myself with too much right now. For the Miami Heat, Duncan Robinson played 24 minutes. Not a great stat line from him. Hoping to see more from him, especially with Jimmy Butler out. Andre Iguodala got 20 minutes. Definitely not a guy I'm picking up in any of my leagues. Bam Adebayo had a great game, made 80% of his free throws, 8 rebounds, 10 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. Definitely the type of production we want to see from Bam. He is a stud. Definitely try to trade for him. Avery Bradley, somebody I picked up in my deep 16 team, overstated NBA fantasy basketball league, and he made 6 of his 11 shots, had 16 points, got me a steal. And considering he's only 6% owned, okay? Avery Bradley's only 6% owned on Yahoo. If you have Jimmy Butler, you may want to take a flyer on Avery Bradley. He's getting some minutes. And even with Jimmy Butler back, it's very possible that he continues to get minutes. Avery Bradley's an amazing defender, and putting him on defense along with Jimmy Butler is only going to help that team significantly. Goran Dragic made 9 of his 17 shots at 26 points. And if you drafted Goran Dragic late in your draft, so far he is producing for you. Really nice production from him. Love to see it. Kelly Olynyk got 29 minutes, had 15 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. And Kelly Olynyk is one of those mirage players that just has the occasional really good game and you pick him up and then he proceeds to not do well. So after getting some playing time the previous night, Kendrick Nunn got under 10 minutes. Did not do a whole lot with those minutes. So I don't have him. I dropped him in my 16 team league. Was able to pick up, I believe, Malik Beasley with the first overall waiver. Not a player I'm excited for this season. Once Jimmy Butler's back, he's probably not going to get much playing time at all. He seems to be a casualty of the amount of depth. What else can we discuss? So, very exciting game. We saw the Charlotte Hornets taking on the Dallas Mavericks. All right. And the Charlotte Hornets showed out. Gordon Hayward made only 4 of his 16 shots, though he had 7 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal. He's going to be better than that most nights. PJ Washington only had under 18 minutes. He was plus 23 in his time play, though. He had 11 points, 3 assists. I like him a whole lot. Wish I had him on more of my teams. Bismack Biyombo had 9 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and a block. Pretty okay low-end production for a guy you could pick up off the waiver wire. Devontae Graham was plus 20, only had 9 points and 5 assists. Terry Rozier had 18 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, a block. And he's had a pretty good season so far. Very happy with his production. And he's another guy you could have grabbed pretty late in your drafts. And I hope you did. LaMelo Ball really showed out in this game, showing his high potential. And he showed out against Luka Doncic. Helped lead his team to a victory. He was plus 8. He had 22 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, and a block. The one league I was able to pick him up in, unfortunately, I had him on the bench and forgot to set my lineup for that league. So I had that production wasting on the bench. But still, it's a pretty deep league, and I was able to pick him up off the waiver wire. So if he happens to be on your waiver wire and somebody gave up on him, this is the sort of performance that definitely shows you he doesn't belong there. Miles Bridges is an... If I forget to edit the kids out, I'm going to apologize ahead of time for that. But anyway, Miles Bridges is somebody else I've been highly valuing. He had 16 rebounds, 20 points, 2 assists, 2 blocks. Told you guys he's a sleeper. So happy I told you guys that, because this is the sort of performance you can get with Miles Bridges. It's nice to seeing him getting some playing time. Hopefully he continues to get some playing time, because I think he can be a very dynamic player. I like both M Bridges in the league. I think they're both going to have great careers. Now may be the time to get on that Miles Bridges hype train before it leaves the station. On the Dallas Mavericks, Tim Hardaway Jr. was minus 27, had 18 points, made 7 of his 10 shots. Pretty typical production from him. Dorian Finney-Smith was minus 22. Nothing more than a low-end player. Dwight Powell used to be a pretty decent fantasy asset in the past. Has not been so great this year. He was minus 21. Josh Richardson missed 9 of his 10 shots. Really putrid performance from him. Was minus 23. Luka Doncic, who has struggled this season. And I angered some people when I said Luka Doncic was not the number one overall point guard. And so far, he's proven me correct. He's not even as good as Trae Young. Trae Young has so far been a better fantasy basketball player, at least in categories leagues. And I think he's getting close in points leagues. Luka Doncic showed up out of shape. And he just has not been the player that he was going in the top two. I predicted that he wouldn't be. That people were kind of reaching. I myself reached for him because he is a dynamic, exciting player. But as far as fantasy value, not really justified at any point in his career to be number two overall, and definitely not so far this year. Considering how high he was going, we need to see a whole lot more from him. Maxi Kleber finally got a pretty decent performance out of him. Had 12 points, 2 blocks, made 4 of his 5 threes. All of his shots were threes. He only had 21 minutes. And hopefully we will continue to see strong performances from him. Anything else really sticking out? Jalen Brunson had 20 minutes. He had 16 points. Although the blowout nature of this game, he may not get that much playing time in the future. But if you're in a really deep format, he's a name to keep an eye on. Because if he does manage to get some playing time, he can be pretty effective as a waiver wire pickup. But in the right circumstances. We see a lot of strong performances on this Lakers team. LeBron James with 26 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, a steal, a block. Still hurting your free throw percentage, however. Anthony Davis has not been the typical Anthony Davis we know. The scoring hasn't really been there. But still, he's showing you why he can help you. He was plus 17. LeBron James was minus 1. So something to keep an eye on there. Mark Gasol got almost 21 minutes, only took 2 shots, had 4 turnovers, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. And after a pretty decent game, I believe it was a game or 2 ago, not a great performance there. This is about what you can expect from Marc Gasol at this point in his career. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, I consider him a low-end pickup if you need some steals and some 3-pointers. He's going to occasionally go off, but for the most part, I expect pretty boring stat lines from him for the majority of the season. Dennis Schroeder continues to do really well on this Lakers team. Had 3 of his 5 3-pointers, 21 points, 5 turnovers. Don't want to see that. He has more turnovers than assists, and his steals numbers are typically pretty low. Still, though, considering how many great players are on that Lakers team, he's carving out a role for himself and being really useful in that role. Wesley Matthews made 6 of his shots, and I'm avoiding Wesley Matthews in most formats. would have to be a really deep league for me to consider picking him up. Montrezl Harrell had 10 points, 9 rebounds, made only 2 of his 5 shots. The 6 of 8 free throws, not bad at all. Want to see more steals and blocks and hopefully more minutes for Montrezl. Anything else sticks out there? Well, Talen Horton-Tucker did not play in this game. So if you have him, you could probably stop holding out hope that he's going to be a usable fantasy asset this season. This shows that he is very unlikely to be. For the Spurs, Keldon Johnson fell back to earth a bit. He started off really hot. Not the greatest performance from him. He's still going to have some opportunity, but once Derek White comes back, I think that's going to throw the entire rotation into flux a bit, and I think he could be one of the people most affected. DeMar DeRozan continues to have a strong season, 23 points. He was minus 12 in his minutes played, though. Definitely not what you want to see from DeMar DeRozan. That could affect his playing time if he's going to be hurting his team while he's out there. Jakob Poeltl had 7 rebounds, 8 points. What I really like to see is he got a start and he played 24 minutes in this one. It does not look like we got, I don't see him. So no, it does not look like we got LaMarcus Aldridge playing. So we can't put too much credibility into the playing time for Poeltl. I want to see that sort of playing time when LaMarcus Aldridge is playing. Lonnie Walker made only 4 of his 12 shots. The steal is nice. And he's been doing so well to start the season. It's expected that he has a regression game or two. Though I still like his upside as long as Derek White is out, which might not be much longer. Patty Mills is a guy we've mentioned before as a guy who has some deep league appeal that may be able to help you if you're in need of a point guard. He's mostly going to score and hit some three-pointers for you and not really help you in anything else. So if that's something you're looking for, he's worthy of consideration. Rudy Gay missed 7 of his 10 shots, not more than a low-end pickup these days. And Devin Vassell, it's probably time to drop him. When Derek White comes back, the playing time is only going to get more difficult to come by. And he did not have the start I expected. Keldon Johnson came back healthy and got those minutes and kind of had that production. And Lonnie Walker had the production I thought we might get from Devin Vassell. But that's on me for putting too much credibility into preseason rotations and specifically preseason rotations by Coach Popovich. I think we're almost done covering most of the games. And the last game we have to cover is the Portland Trail Blazers taking on the LA Clippers. And in this game, the LA Clippers, after getting blown out by the Mavericks, looked a whole lot better. Robert Covington had 8 points, made 2 of his 3 three-pointers, had a steal and a block, and we're starting to see Robert Covington wake up and come to life. I'm hoping he continues to do well because I'm a huge fan of his, as you guys know. Derrick Jones Jr., the guy gets 35 minutes per game and produces nothing. It's kind of insane. I have him in a 20-team points league, and considering how many minutes he gets, how athletic he is, you would think this guy would just help you, and he does not. So I don't know what format I would recommend him in. He's probably not rosterable at all if this is the sort of production he's putting up despite getting this many minutes. I think he can be better. This whole team seems to be struggling. Take Yusuf Nurkić, for example. Minus 21, only had 4 points. The rebounding isn't there. The shot blocking is nice, but he has not been the player we drafted and expected when we picked him up. Hopefully he can become that sooner rather than later, or I don't know. It's still too early for his level of talent, but definitely leaving a sour taste in my mouth because I had so my high hopes for him. So far, his performances have been very sobering. As I said, this team continues to struggle. Look at Damian Lillard, missed the majority of his shots, 11 of his 14. He was minus 20. CJ McCollum has actually been pretty good this season. Made 7 of his 11 three-pointers. He had 25 points. Not going to be a steals and blocks guy, but definitely a valuable contributor. Enes Kanter had another double-double. He had 25 minutes in this game. And it may be time to pick him up even in 12-team leagues if you're in need of a big. Enos Kanter, when he's getting playing time, can be a very helpful fantasy player for his ability to help your percentages, get you some scoring, and get you some rebounding, but do not expect steals and blocks from him. Harry Giles, somebody we saw doing really well in preseason, isn't getting a whole lot of playing time, so really nothing notable there. Kawhi Leonard did come back, and he was wearing a mask, and this is why Kawhi's good games are good. He was plus 23, had 28 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals, a block. 3 of his 5 shots, shot 53%. Great, amazing Kawhi Leonard stat line. As long as he's playing and healthy, we love to see what he produces. The problem is the rest of games and the load management. He's kind of the face of that load management movement, and load management is the worst news possible for your fantasy team. Nicholas Batum was plus 26, made 2 three-pointers, had 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Pretty decent line from him. Serge Ibaka had 11 points, 8 rebounds, a steal, and a block. He was plus 20, made 3 three-pointers, though the 4 of 11 shooting is lower than I want to see from him. Paul George was plus 25 in his minutes played, had 23 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, made 4 of his 9 three-point attempts. And so far, Paul George has been amazing. Very happy I picked him up where I did pick him up. And kind of wish I would have picked him up more. He's was kind of an ideal target in that 13 to 15 range. So if you missed out on him there, you're probably regretting it. Patrick Beverley was plus 23 in his minutes, though he only had 7 points. Not really going to help you too much these days, though the 2 steals and the 3-pointer are definitely nice and usable. Luke Kennard and Ivica Zubac got between 15 and 18 minutes. Nothing too notable, but Ivica Zubac, it does look like he got you 2 steals and 3 blocks, which is not typical production from him. He's not a huge blocks guy. But for a guy getting 15 minutes to get you those sort of stocks, definitely helpful. But I don't like seeing that low playing time. With playing time that low, I think that makes him rosterable and maybe a deeper format. Lou Williams got 21 minutes in this game and had another strong scoring performance, made 7 of his 13 shots. He had 15 points. And if he's on your waiver wire, I know he was dropped by a few teams here over the last week when he had that one, like that 0-point game. So if he's on your waiver wire, you definitely want to pounce on him. Anything else notable? No other notable performances for the Clippers. So those were all the games for today. And since I have some time to burn, there are some games happening tonight. And maybe just some things that we could keep an eye out for. In Cleveland, one thing I want to keep an eye out for is, let's bring up the players. All right, so we get to see. All right, so what are some storylines we could keep an eye on for this team? We definitely want to keep an eye on Colin Sexton, and Darius Garland to see if they continue to produce at a high level. Something else to keep an eye on is for Kevin Porter Jr., who did come back, got some playing time, and in the past he's been a really nice fantasy asset. So with Kevin Porter Jr. coming back and getting 34 minutes, he may be worthy of consideration even in some 12-team leagues just because of his upside. For the Bulls in Washington, Washington's off to an 0-4 start, and I continue to think that Russell Westbrook's a really overrated player. 0-0-4 start. People were saying that we're going to be a playoff team. So far, that does not seem to be the case. He is averaging a triple-double, though, so there's that. For the Chicago Bulls, I want to see Coby White continue to perform, and I want to see what's happening with Patrick Williams. And off the bench, I really want to keep an eye on what's happening with that guard rotation and seeing what's happening with Otto Porter. Is he getting minutes? Or is he losing minutes to someone like Patrick Williams? Is Tomas Satoransky going to get more minutes off the bench? That's something else I'm want to keep an eye on for those games tonight. With Philadelphia and Orlando, some things I want to keep an eye on are Cole Anthony. Is he going to get more minutes? Is he going to get the opportunity to produce? He's available probably on a lot of teams. And if he gets 25 to 30 minutes, which I think is very possible, at some point later this season, he could be really usable. So I keep an eye out for his performances. On the 76ers, I have Tobias Harris on a lot of teams, so I definitely have an eye on that. Somebody else I'm keeping an eye on is Shake Milton. He's been struggling. He's somebody I hyped up a lot prior to the season starting, so I'm hoping to see better performances from him because I think he can be a dynamic scorer, and hopefully we get to see that sooner rather than later. For Sacramento, I'm keeping an eye out for Hassan Whiteside. Is he going to continue to only get 10 to 12 minutes? Because if at any point Bagley gets injured, Rashawn Holmes gets injured, or he just finds works his way into a 25-minute role, he's going to be a lot better and his value is going to be a lot higher than it is today. He was one of the top fantasy assets last year. And the Kings are doing well, though. That's the problem. They're doing well with him getting limited playing time. But we've seen him contribute some minutes on a Blazers team that was competitive. So it's not like there's no history of Ben being able to help a team win. He just tends to be a better fantasy basketball player than a real life player. At least that's what the perception of him is anyways. Something else I'm keeping an eye on for Houston. I want to see how Christian Wood is doing. And there's some role players there that I want to see how they perform. David Nwaba is one of those. I think he has some deep league appeal. And if he's getting minutes, he's somebody that can help your team, especially in a deeper format. James Harden, you know what you're going to get with James Harden. But somebody else I have an eye on is Daniel House Jr. to see if we finally see those threes, those steals, and those blocks happening. Because until we see those, he's really not been helping you a whole lot. For the New York Knicks and Toronto Raptors, for the New York Knicks, I definitely want to see Nerlens Noel get more minutes. I've drafted him a whole lot. If he's not getting those minutes, it's very frustrating to own him. But his last game, he showed his steals and blocks potential. And hopefully he starts getting over 20 minutes per game, which I think is all he needs to be effective. Also keeping an eye out for Julius Randle, who continues to have a strong season, as well as Elfrid Payton. Is he going to hold on to those point guard minutes? Because if he earns that starting spot outright and the position isn't in rotation and being switched off every couple of games, and we see some continuity, I would be a lot higher on Elfrid Payton. He's had a couple of strong games in a row, so definitely something to keep an eye out for there. Reggie Bullock is somebody else on the Knicks I have an eye on. Alec Burks's injury opened up some playing time for him, and he had a pretty strong performance. I picked him up in a 16-team league, so if he continues to get over 30 minutes, he can help you get a lot of threes and sprinkle in some steals. That could be some very usable production. So I have an eye out for the Toronto Raptors. I would like to see if OG Anunoby continues to produce at a high level. Fred VanVleet has been struggling a bit with his shot. I want to see more scoring from him. He's a player I highly recommended, and I still think the best is ahead for him, and he's going to be better than he has been. For those Toronto Raptors, I definitely have an eye on Chris Boucher. He got very limited playing time after having a very strong performance the game before that, so I want to see what his playing time is like and what Aaron Baines' playing time is like. Pascal Siakam hasn't been the same player since the bubble. He's not producing to the level that's been expected of him, so definitely have an eye on that. And he may make a pretty decent buy low target if he continues to struggle and not put up the production that we've been expecting from him. On the New Orleans Pelicans, I have my eye on Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and Eric Bledsoe. I'm very curious to see what Eric Bledsoe does with the minutes he's getting. The minutes do seem to be there. And I want to see Brandon Ingram continue to prove that he can play effectively next to Zion Williamson. Zion Williamson has to get the free throw percentage up. He's scoring and rebounding for you, but he needs more steals, blocks, and to keep turnovers low and not hurt your free throw percentage so much, so he can really hit his ceiling as a fantasy asset. On the Oklahoma City Thunder, I have an eye out for Lugens Dort, George Hill, Al Horford. I want to see what his playing time is like. Isaiah Roby, somebody I have an eye on for some deeper formats to see if he's able to get some playing time when Al Horford is playing, which I believe Al Horford should be playing. Muscala is somebody else to keep an eye on, though he does get limited playing time. He only got 19 minutes even with Al Horford not playing. So probably not going to be much more than a deep seed, deep league asset for you. And like I told you, Darius Bazley, we want to see him continue to rebound, get steals and blocks, and hopefully get his percentages up. And with Lugens Dort, he's been hitting three-pointers. He's been scoring. He's been doing pretty decently. So we want to see that continued production. I have him in my Brock Lesnar Hoops Cash League with my subscribers, 16 teams. So I picked him up on the waiver wire in a pretty deep league, and I'm very happy with that so far. All right, guys, this has been my recap and a preview of tonight's games and what things I'm looking out for, what things I want to be notable. If you have not yet, please like this video, subscribe so that you keep getting these videos on a daily basis, and so that we keep getting exposure and more reach. The more reach we get, the more people will see these videos, and the more people see these videos, the more quality content I can continue to produce for you. This is a huge time commitment, a lot of resources necessary to make it happen, and it's very validating when I see the subscriptions go up, when I see the thumbs up letting me know that you like these videos, and when you leave your comments. That's very important. Please leave your comments. I try to get to as many as possible, but when my videos blowing up to the degree they have, it's becoming harder to respond to as many as I was able to at one point. But I will continue to do my best. Keep asking your questions. And one of the best ways to access me is by visiting my Facebook group. It's Brock Lesnar Hoops Fantasy Basketball. It's one of the fastest growing fantasy basketball groups on Facebook and has a community full of bright fantasy basketball minds, scholars, and thinkers just like you. So tell me, why aren't you in it? Because we want you there. All right, guys, until next time, this is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. Take care.